America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got? All right, let's start. We talked a little bit about this at the beginning of the show, but congratulations to the Caps. Five in a row, they beat the Flyers 6-3. Ovi scores his second goal of the season. That's now 8.55 on the career, 39 away from tying Gretzky. So we can care about Alex Ovechkin's goal chase, Kevin, and the team is winning. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I mean, they were not predicted to, look, it's early in the season. They were not predicted to be, you know, they're kind of a borderline playoff pick in the Eastern Conference, right? I think that's what it was. We went through some of those previews last week or 2 weeks ago before the season started. So this is obviously a surprise, a pleasant surprise. Good for them beating the Flyers back-to-back nights. And, having a team that's playing competitively while also being invested in the Ovechkin chase of Gretzky is, you know, it's the happiness edge.
Wizards start
even when he doesn't score.
Yeah.
He doesn't score a goal. If they win, it's great.
It's great
if
when he does
score a couple
score,
goals
though.
And they lose, you're still happy.
And it's even better when he scores goals and they win.
Right.
It's like good teams win, a great team win when Alex Ovechkin scores. That's the saying, right? How about the Wizards starting their season off tonight? I'm excited to see Alex Saar. I don't know. My expectations are kind of fluid at this point, just because you know the team's not going to win a bunch of games. But I am excited to see what Alex Saar is going to do against the defending champs, the Boston Celtics, in town tonight at Cap One Arena.
Yeah, I looked up the line early this morning. They're 14-point underdogs.
Oh, jeez.
In their opener.
Lord have mercy.
I want to see what he looks like. I want to see Bub Carrington. People are excited about him. We had Chase Hughes on the show yesterday. He said Kaishan George has really impressed a lot of people out there. I want to see Koulibaly in his second year. I thought what we saw from Koulibaly in his first year as a 19-year-old was very encouraging. Very encouraging. Just the way he plays, the attitude, the confidence level, and you know, just the length that he has defensively, the ability that he has defensively. I mean, I can see Koulibaly 5 years from now being an absolute stud defender, but also a good two-way player. I'm not saying a great two-way player, but a good two-way player and a massive starting contributing player on a team that's good. Let's see him take another step forward. Because, you know, on that front end to the gold medal game, there were games where he barely got even time. Like, that's not a knock. He was 20 years old, 19 years old, or whatever it was during the Paris games. And they, you know, France was loaded with, by the way, veteran players. But I'm looking forward to seeing him. Last year, Denton, was such a tune-out year because Tommy told me this this morning or yesterday, this morning actually, that Will Dawkins described what they were going through as a deconstruction phase. Have you heard that?
I think we played that clip.
Okay.
If he said it publicly.
I mean, you know, that's really trying to really sell what you're doing. Look, they're basically in teardown mode. Okay, they are in, you know, let's blow this building up and let's start building it brick by brick. And the bricks are coming from all of these accumulated draft choices, you know, and they've got to find, you know, a couple of, you know, one per class the next 3 years that are, you know, significant high-end contributors to a contending team. And of course, we know that the 2025 class includes what many believe to be a transcendent player in Cooper Flagg. And you hope to have a shot at him, which means you got to win like 18, 19 games again, 20 games. They won 15 last year. Hard to get into an NBA team during deconstruction phase. It is easier to just come up for air after deconstruction's over and the building's starting to form. But I will watch early in the season. I always do, and I did last year, just to see some of these young players and to see what they look like.
Did you see any of the Suns-Clippers game last night?
I did.
The Clippers, they debut this new stadium, the Intuit Dome, which looked very nice, and they have the wall, which is a section behind one of the baskets. It's 51 uninterrupted rows of seats, with the first 13, which are in direct view, if you're an opponent standing at the free throw line, are diehard fans that are vetted by the franchise. So the franchise, well, I don't know what their vetting process was, but I'm sure they conducted some sort of interview to make sure that you are a diehard fan. It is essentially a pro student section. So you're wild out there. You're making all these crazy things. I mean, Kevin Durant was a little flustered by it. He said after the game, like, I haven't experienced something like that since I was in college. Now, it didn't do much for the Clippers. They lost 116 to 113, and Kevin Durant had 25. But I think that's a very cool thing to do, to kind of, for a franchise that has always been the little brother to the Lakers, to at least give yourself some opportunity to stand out.
Look, we Maryland fans are very used to that setup. The wall at Comcast Center, at Xfinity Center, which the opposing team goes towards and shoots into in the second half, when it is packed and raucous, it is intimidating, and it is very impactful in games. And so it was cool to see that at the NBA level. And yet, Durant said it was crazy. I was just staring at it the whole time. You're not used to that in the NBA. And he missed a couple of free throws, key free throws. So it's really cool. Now, you know, for that to be for that to continue to be an impactful section, the team has to be good, you know, and you've got to have games that matter. Other than that, you know, aside from that, all you're just hoping for is just a free Chick-fil-A, you know, sandwich after a couple of missed free throws. The game itself was actually, for a first game of the year for both teams, was really intense, in part because of the crowd. You know who played well last night? And he played well in overtime, and he was clutch in overtime. Bradley Beal. Now, he had a turnover. It was so, like, when it happened, I'm like, that's so Brad. Just kind of unforced error in a critical situation. But he hit a big three. He got to the free throw line. I'm looking at his stat line right now.
He's 4-6 from three.
8-for-12 from the floor, 4-for-6 from behind the arc, 4-for-5. He had some big made free throws in overtime. And he was their second leading scorer. Finished with 24 to Durant's 25, and they won in overtime, 116 to 113. Remember, that team last year, everybody thought, but it didn't happen. We'll see. The West is still loaded. It'll be interesting. I wanted, before you get to your next news item, actually, we can't do that right now. What is your next news item?
So we have a little bit of an announcement. You know, we're trying, between myself and Craig, we're trying to bolster the Team 980's YouTube page a little bit. So I started a new web series on the Team 980's YouTube page. It's called Denton's Office. Episodes drop every Thursday. So everyone go to the Team 980's YouTube page, subscribe to it, smash the like button, send it to your mom, send it to your brother. If you got beef with someone in your family, send it to them too. We'll make bridges between you and your family. But I'm excited about the project. It just gives me a little bit of...
Explain to me what the project, Denton's Office, what are you going to do on this?
So it's literally just going to be like a weekly video that's anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, nice and short and sweet, just talking about some of the bigger storylines that are going on with the Commanders. So this week was about Jane Daniels' rib injury and how concerned we should be about Jane Daniels' rib injury. So it's something that you can watch. You can watch it quickly if you're sitting at home, if you got kids that want to get invested in the Commander stuff. It's family friendly, so go and check it out.
Denton's Office. Team980.com, YouTube. We'll do some NFL power rankings next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.